Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry speaks today at the 95th annual convention of the NAACP. But most of the talk is about who's not showing up, President Bush. Though he appeared at the NAACP's convention while campaigning for the presidency, Mr. Bush has not met with the group since he was elected. NAACP President Kwaeze Mfume and Chairman Julian Bond have denounced Mr. Bush's policies, but also criticized his decision to skip the convention. For two perspectives on the subject, we turn to Armstrong Williams, nationally syndicated conservative Republican columnist and radio talk show host, together with Bruce Payne, who is a lecturer at the in public policy at Duke University, beginning with Bruce Payne.
I think the president should be there. Every president since Herbert Hoover has talked with the leadership in the African-American community as a sitting president, and this president has decided not to do so. I think that it's a political calculation, but I think this sends the wrong message to America and to African-Americans. I think it's a profoundly disrespectful act.
Mr. Williams?
Well, the NAACP has virtually become the black wing of the Democratic Party. The NAACP, about 5 or 6 years ago, were in financial debt. They were faced with sexual harassment lawsuits. They made a calculated decision that they would take money where it would be funneled to through the Democratic Party to individuals to fund them, their voter campaign. They called it a voter campaign. They used this campaign to portray Bush as a racist. They also used these ads in Florida, where they said the president stole the election and disenfranchised black people and violated their right to vote. Kwaeze Mfume and Julian Bond made a calculated decision. They would be the mouthpiece of the Democratic Party. And the only reason they invited Mr. Bush to the NAACP convention was to further embarrass him, further malign him, and use this as an ad for John Kerry in his presidential bid in November.
Bruce Payne, talk to us about that. Why should candidate Bush appear before the NAACP? He did so 4 years ago, and not only did it not get him votes, but the NAACP ran an ad, one ad of many, suggesting he was indifferent at best to hate crimes. It involved the terrible murder of James Byrd Jr., suggested that as governor, Mr. Bush didn't care.
The NAACP disagrees with President Bush about hate crimes, about appointments of federal judges, about unemployment benefits, about school funding, and profoundly about the tax cuts for the rich, about the failures in international AIDS funding, about the lack of any support, in fact, a deep opposition to affirmative action. Julian Bond says the NAACP has always been nonpartisan, but it doesn't mean we're noncritical. For as long as we've existed, he said in his latest speech, whether Democrats or Republicans have occupied the White House, we've spoken truth to power.
Armstrong Williams, is George W. Bush and the Republican Party simply going to write off the black vote?
This president, more than any Republican president in recent memory, has shown his commitment that he wants the American black vote. And considering this, this president only received 8% of the black vote. If this president did not care about the black vote and if they only received 8%, he would have shown that in his cabinet selections. But this president has taken the moral high ground. He said, whether I get one black vote, I'm going to do the same thing as lead this Republican Party in the next century, because without the black vote, this Republican Party cannot exist.
Bruce Payne, you feel that the president, that candidate George W. Bush, should have accepted the invitation and appeared before the NAACP. What about Senator John Kerry, the Democrat? Will he really reach black voters by showing up at this event?
No, I think he'll reach black voters by campaigning on issues that matter to African Americans, by going into communities around the country. I think that speaking before the NAACP is an important symbolic matter for people to say that, you know, this organization that has been the leader in the fight for civil rights for all these years deserves the honor and respect of all Americans. But I think if you won votes, you've got a campaign.
Armstrong Williams, what issues appeal to the black community?
I got to tell you, just because the president took a position on affirmative action in the Michigan case does not mean that black people are outraged with him. Many black people, especially in the inner city, have never heard of affirmative action. Less than 1% of blacks in this country benefit from affirmative action. And faith-based initiatives, especially among many black ministers who have tremendous influence over blacks in this country, many of them are supporting the president on his faith-based initiatives and also his strong position in opposition to same-sex marriages. It identifies and goes over very well in the black community.
Briefly on the question of the marriage amendment, that is not going to play as well as my colleague expects it will in the black community. People know that rights are for everybody, and people like the NAACP, who have fought hard for black rights, are profoundly opposed to the marriage amendment.
Bruce Payne is a lecturer in public policy at Duke University. Armstrong Williams is a syndicated columnist and a radio talk show host.